This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's three largest oil and gas companies must pay roughly $2 million in fines. That's the conclusion of a nearly two-year-long investigation into data fraud. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
State regulators approved the fines on Wednesday. They come after an investigation revealed that two environmental consultants, Tasman Geosciences and Eagle Environmental Consultants, falsified test results from old oil and gas wells and spill sites, and then submitted those results on behalf of Colorado's three biggest fossil fuel companies, Civitas, Chevron, and Occidental. Part of the penalty goes to the state, but some is set aside for charitable projects, including support for a geothermal conference at the Colorado School of Mines. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment rate held steady at 3.9% in May. That's below the U.S. rate of 4.3%. Still, the state's job growth is lagging. Colorado's Labor Department says preliminary data shows no new jobs have been added to Colorado's payrolls over the past year. Colorado's quantum tech businesses are optimistic after President Trump signed executive orders to advance the industry. Quantum tech is still in its early stages, but Elevate Quantum CEO Jesse Owen says support from the government can help it get off the ground.
Government plays a pretty critical role in getting technologies from idea into a commercializable product.
This is CPR News.